It may not be the largest airport in the state, but the new Midland Airport on Interstate 20 between Midland and Odessa may be the most user-friendly. Architects use the French word parti to describe the big idea or overall concept of the way the spaces of a building work together. In the Midland Airport, the parti is about movement, light, and making air travel easier and more enjoyable. The terminal is a block-long building that measures 157,000 square feet. It is faced with glass and buff-colored concrete. Thick brick towers with sloping sides rise above each of the three main entrances. The soft red brick matches the soil of the surrounding fields. Departing passengers leave their cars under a freestanding canopy separated from the terminal by a small garden. Inside, the terminal is easy to navigate. From the entry, passengers can see the ticket counter and the gate area one floor up. From the gate area exit, they can see below to rental counters, exits, and baggage claim. The open design includes two quarter-circle metal roofs, something like the shape of a wing, set on white tube truss frames. One curving roof shelters the 30-foot-tall ticketing hall. The other soars above the gate area. Polished travertine and red Italian marble line the walls. They are layered like geological strata, a nod to Midland's oil-based economy. High windows flood the terminal with light. Upward curving metal reflectors spread indirect light evenly throughout the building. The light is computer-controlled to match daylight conditions as the day fades. The $32 million facility opened in 1998. Lubbock architects Parkhill Smith and Cooper headed the design team. Principal designer was Gensler Associates of Denver. So, to see a great new airport, you can travel to Midland and enjoy the Partee.